And now we move into the portion of our meeting that is unfinished business, and this is committee reports and discussion. So we'll move through this as we do. Off-island transport, I didn't hear that anything happened. No, okay. The Community Collaboration Committee, I believe, met last month?
Just last week.
Oh, last week, thank you.
Right, and both Joel, Trish, and I were there, and they talked about both of the HRSA grants a little bit and updates from that, and about the funding the preschool from Peace Island funding Head Start. I think it was Head Start, right, Trish? And some of their funding issues. And we talked about different issues coming up for this year and what will be on the agenda. Some of the things related to the HRSA grants, housing, and some of that we talked, they talked about that initiative a little bit related to building housing on the Peace Island property and potentially getting that feasibility study moving along because it got held up from COVID. So that's kind of exciting that they could actually be looking at building some housing for healthcare, and there's funding available if it gets organized, the feasibility study happens, and if a grant is written up. So that would be really awesome. So that was to kind of help out with all the other issues going on with, you know, healthcare and care for people. Anything else to add, Trish? Can't remember if there was more that I missed.
Nothing's coming to my mind. So.
Well, we all know how critical housing is. And
yes.
I know our county council.
I mean, I think that was, you know, one real big takeaway is housing, yeah. Affordable housing for our community is a real problem. And I can't remember what meeting this was in, but Montessori School is closing. So that's a real sad loss for our community.
Oh.
I don't know if that was in a CCC meeting. I had too many meetings last week. And forgive me, but I did have my second vaccine at noon today, and I'm beginning to feel a little fading away. But yeah. So I'm not firing on all my cylinders. So anyway, yeah. Housing, it's a big issue.
Yeah, so much of what we want to do through these grants is really dependent on available housing. Difficult. Let's see, Gail, was there an EMS and trauma care council meeting?
And the what? The trauma council didn't, oh, I didn't go to that. Did you go, Nathan? Nathan did.
There wasn't a meeting before.
No meeting.
For EMS and Trauma Care Council. We reported on the last meeting because I think there was one in December, but there is nothing to report tonight.
And as far as I know, nothing on the civil investigative demand. Correct? Okay. And the finance.
That's my understanding. Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry, I was on mute. A little slow.
Everett and I have, and Nathan have, and Pam have been meeting regularly on the finance committee and working on things, and we'll be, I think, touching on some of that stuff later in our meeting. No reason to be repetitive. Inter Island Healthcare Foundation. Community Relations Committee. You know, I don't have much to comment on other than I did have a conversation. Oh, hold on. We meet quarterly, locally, and every other month regionally. I think that's from Lainey regarding the Trauma Care Council. Thank you, Lainey. anyway, I just regarding community relations, I did have a conversation with an EMS volunteer, and it really sort of brought to light for me that this has been a difficult year for our volunteers just because of the COVID restrictions on our station. And it's difficult to feel part of this, you know, your coworkers at EMS when, you know, we're trying to separate everybody in offices and there are rules about who can and can't come from the building. And so, you know, and I realize what a tight group of people our volunteers and staff are at EMS. And normally they have a yearly celebration in January. That wasn't an option this year. And so I just wanted to acknowledge that it's been difficult for a lot of people to feel included, and that I think a lot of us are feeling that in many aspects of our life. But I do appreciate so much what all of our volunteers do for our EMS agency. And I hope we are rounding the corner. I hope, like Beth said, that we are looking at the upside of all of this here soon. So anyway, thanks everyone for on that end. And I really do value hearing from our membership, because it helps me have insight and understanding over what our commissioners are meant to be doing for our community. So thank you for all you do. Let's see, we are probably not going to discuss integration at this meeting because we're sort of putting some of these decisions on hold until next month. And so nothing new on that. Let's see, we do have a new superintendent's contract that Trish and I have, per our last meeting, we've been working on. And I believe you've all received a final copy of that. So anyway, that particular contract would supersede any other agreements that we have. It's not essential that we adopt it today if we have any discussion, but it is essential that we adopt it at our next meeting before Pam retires. So anyway, so I'm happy to take feedback on that at this time. So much feedback. Thank you, everyone.
I did have one question. I did see there was a note somewhere along the way that we ask for 60 days notice, typically, advance notice of a termination, to be able to receive 75%, I think, of the PTO converted into cash or something. And I didn't get a chance to review this version of it to see if that was included in there or if that's something we want to do. That's the only note I've seen. I haven't had a chance to review it as much as I would like, but certainly will before that next meeting, and agree, let's make sure we have it in place then. And have I ironed anything out in the interim?
Yeah, that is in place, and mainly the 60 days for me is like, if Nathan or Pam were to go, we need notice. So it's really important for us on our end too. So that is included. And, it sounds like we do need some more time to review. I think I'm happy with it. Trish is happy with it. And my understanding is Nathan is happy with it. So
yes, thank the three of you for working so much on it, actually preparing it and then reviewing it. Appreciate that.
The contract doesn't specify that I have to give notice in order to cash out my PTO.
I thought it did.
But that was just in my contract, but it doesn't necessarily have to be in his. That's just the way it was in mine.
Okay. Anyway, let's take some time to review then, and we'll discuss it next month. And please feel free to send feedback through probably Pam or Nathan, if there's anything that you want to discuss in the meantime. Let's see. New business. First of all, we have a lot of new business. There's been a lot going on, and I want to take a minute also I'm taking lots of minutes tonight. I'm going to make it quick, though, I promise. Just to acknowledge our administrative staff, to acknowledge Pam and Nathan, and just say to both of you how much I appreciate how much information you are pushing to all of us all the time. And, I had proposed this idea of like a Friday update, just to kind of be more in tune with what's going on rather than a whole month between our meetings. And obviously our meetings are like every 2 weeks at this point, but I do really appreciate, and also I'm overwhelmed by at times how many emails we get with all the information regarding a lot of the things that we're working on. And I I'm grateful because I think it allows us to move through a lot of this stuff in more expeditiously. And I really appreciate how professional it is and how comprehensive. And so I thank you. So in that case, we're moving on to some new business, which is resolution 21-542, which is regarding shared administrative workforce funding. And I'm happy to have either Pam or Nathan explain this, but this is kind of about how we're balancing all the tasks between the public hospital district and EMS. And we have some employees that are crossing over into both sides, and we need to make sure that we're accounting for it appropriately. Pam or Nathan, do you have anything you want to add to my really descriptive comment?
Yeah, only that yes, there will be some crossover of EMS employees helping with the public hospital district side and vice versa. So yeah, there probably does need to be a set, you know, way to look at that and everything. Regarding this specific resolution, Nathan did all the work on the resolution, so I'll refer to him. But I think that also, I think they're just, I don't know how many, if maybe one in a resume or something has come through for the job, but it probably does need to be weighed and looked at next month to see where you're standing on hiring the person, or maybe, you know, you didn't get as many resumes and you want to change something on it. So if you you have the leeway to vote after you've gotten some people in or even maybe hired for that position, but that's up to you guys. But that's my recommendation.
Okay, I thought we had discussed at the last meeting, we did approve the job description and we had sort of delegated
yes,
the task of hiring. Okay.
The job description is out there, but depends on who you get, you know, to apply for the job. So, you know, might not get the qualifications you need for that specific job, and you might want to tweak something or wait to actually have a hire before approving how you're going to split the money.
I see what you're saying, right? Because now we have Peggy, you know, who's an EMS employee, but is taking on a lot of, tasks for the PhD. So that is one thing. But you're right. I mean, it might need to be a bit more fluid based on.
And also, you don't know the salary yet. You know, you have a range right now. But if in a couple of weeks, you may have the person and have the exact salary, so you can do your exact budgeting figures then. But
yeah, I don't have strong feelings about it per se. Waiting isn't necessarily a bad idea. Basically, what this resolution says for the benefit of the public is that the new hire will spend about a quarter of their time on EMS business, and Peggy's spending about a quarter of her time. She works for EMS. She'll spend about a quarter of her time on hospital district business. And that these things roughly cancel out. And I mean, it is true. Like, if we're paying significantly different rates, there could be some imbalance there. This resolution basically says if there's a significant imbalance, that the administrator can go ahead and calculate the exact wages and benefits for each employee and reimburse based on that. My inclination is to keep things as simple as possible. And really, the bottom line of this resolution is that one quarter of the presumably superintendent and interim EMS administrator salary will be paid from the hospital district side, and that's the main transfer, and the others cancel each other out. So I just thought we should put clear in a resolution somewhere these different buckets that we're paying people out of, but I don't really see this as essential to pass today. If board wants to wait on that, I'm perfectly fine with it. But we need to be clear. I mean, we pass a contract that says we're going to pay someone X dollars. We need to know, where is that money coming from? You know, how much is from EMS? How much is from the hospital district? There are questions that often don't occur to us till later, and they should be resolved in advance. So,
yeah, I mean, it is tough because we essentially have an integrated workforce, but we have two separate buckets, as you say,
two levies.
So it is hard to account for in that way. So
the EMS levy, you know, you've got to be careful with that. You do have to spend EMS money on EMS business. So we do quite a bit of EMS business on the hospital district side, and that's not an issue. But it is the other way. So it's important to be clear about this. Sorry, Gail.
Oh, I was just going to ask if Kyle Davies should be in this as well, because is his salary being paid broken up that way too?
Kyle's salary is fully resolved and is a separate issue. He's paid through the HRSA grant, and that comes entirely from that. And he's paid through the Inter Island Healthcare Foundation, so he's not paid through our district. It's just a bucket. It's just a set amount of money that was prior agreed on, and he's paid through a separate entity rather than us. So it doesn't really affect or modify his pay through EMS at all. So that was the cleanest way to straighten that situation out. We certainly could have come up with a complicated agreement to pay him through the hospital district, but we would have had to pay, and he would have had to pay retirement and stuff as well. Okay,
it's fine. Yeah. As long as it's not something that needs to be in this, that's fine. That's all I was asking.
Okay.
If it needed to be.
Well, I'm happy to kick this down the road if everybody else is, and we have more information next month to look at what that looks like. I think that's a valid point.
Do people have comments on it, though? Like, are there changes you want or anything? This stuff does matter. I mean, this is employees are a big expense. And, you know, our entire building, as expensive as it is less than 1 month of payroll for an entire year. So, I mean, employees are your biggest expense. So it's important to pay attention to where money comes from and where it goes. Mm-hmm. So if you have comments now, you want this to be done, well, let's make that change.
I think it makes sense to move this forward at the same time that we do the hire, so that we do have that information at the same place. Of course, kind of, you know, one precedes the other a little bit, but you could say the same vice versa. So I'm also willing to revisit this at our next meeting. And I thought this was great. I like to see it's not an exact accounting, but it's a much cleaner process to try to allocate funding and identify where those funding sources are coming from, I guess, too. So it works for me.
Thanks.
Yeah, this is Everett. I feel much the same way. I think that maybe in the past we've let things go as a sort of, we nod, we say everything's okay, but we don't actually make clear provisions and don't have these kinds of motions. And I think that has not always served us well to behave that way. Yes, we trust everybody and that sort of thing, but sometimes things really do need to be set down. And so that, in fact, even saying that when there's a significant difference, it's like, okay, what's significant, right? I mean, I expected Kyle to comment about that, because you can argue about that. But no, I think it's a great idea. Right? I think we should do it. I'm all for passing it. I don't know if we need to kick it down the road. Do we really? But if everybody wants to, fine. I'll go along with it. I would also entertain the idea that we pass it now, because I don't see anything wrong with it as it is. I think it looks good. So that's how I view it.
The only thing I thought of too was the new hire. Because we don't know exactly what that's going to look like and how much that's going to cost. And so that we would want to add that to this document probably, potentially. So maybe we should wait. But what does everybody think?
The new hire is in this document. That was Pam's concern, is we haven't actually made that hire yet. So she's concerned that if we pay a significantly different wage, that hire, then the kind of balancing on that scale, you know, we're basically saying, let's balance the board recording secretary against this public records officer. And, you know, that makes sense. I'm not terribly worried about it personally. I feel ambivalent about it. So whatever the board wants to do, I'm good with.
Well, there are some specifics laid out in this, and I guess, you know, if we do pass this right now, we may have to amend it later. So that's my only concern.
The resolution, I put in a clause at the end, which just basically says this is just a starting point. You know, you can amend by motion, by other resolutions, by budget process. This is just intended to be a snapshot in time. It's not binding per se. It's just kind of like, you know, this point in time is what we're planning to do. That said, all things being equal, I'd rather not change things in 4 weeks. Right? So I get that.
Okay, well, we know this will be on our agenda in 4 weeks, then, it sounds like.
And we'll want a clear definition of significant, as Commissioner Clary mentioned there. I assume it's 5.5%.
Thank you, Commissioner. Much appreciated.
Okay. Thank you, everyone. Moving on, this is... This is another resolution to talk about today, and this is directly related to the Finance Committee. And so this is resolution 21-543, and this is to pay down the San Juan Island EMS building. So this is a proposal from the Finance Committee and the EMS Administrator. And I think this is sort of, for me, you know, I feel like and Everett and Nathan and Pam and I have been working on this in concept, that this is really in line with our values as a board, that we're focusing on our goal of getting rid of liabilities and debt. So we have a really honest picture of where we are when we look at our budget, and our budget reflects our values. So, on that, I would open this up for discussion. So we are proposing to pay off the Frank Wilson Memorial EMS building. And the total owed at this time is $598,500. And I'd open this up for discussion.
Well, this is Commissioner Lehman, and I think that this is a grand idea, and it makes, to me, it makes sound financial sense to use the money that we have, because we are doing well financially, to pay off this building. So I just think it's an excellent idea and support it completely.
Thank you. Everett, did you have anything to add?
Well, I actually have felt this way last year, that we actually should do that. I suppose that in my own personal finances, I don't like debt hanging over my head, and in particular because we're not actually making money on the funds that are just sitting in accounts. They're doing very poorly, and so I don't really see the benefit. I do see a negative, which is it changes your mental outlook as to where you are when you have an awful lot of money sitting in the account. Only the money's not really there. It's actually spoken for. Mm-hmm. And I think that mentally it would help us to see a true picture of where we are financially. Besides the fact that financially, I don't really see the reason not to pay it off. So, I would very much be in favor of doing it. It has to be done someday, and it does cost us money every month. There is some expense associated with it, but more than anything, I think it is a change in mental outlook as to where we stand, because we have these hidden liabilities, and we think we have all this money, but we don't really. So I would prefer we take care of the liabilities.
Thank you.
I thought that last part actually was an argument against it for a second, hidden liabilities. What's the interest rate we're paying on it right now on that debt?
Nathan or Pam would know the answer to that. I can't remember.
Roughly.
3.5.
Okay. I was thinking about that. I will say I like paying down debt. I think it's a wonderful thing to do. Obviously, there are some reasons sometimes why you take that on. And I appreciate the summary. It's a pretty summary form, but we've seen kind of assets and liabilities that we have right now and that we'd still be ahead. I am a little bit anxious because I do feel like over the last year or so that I've been sitting here, we've had some pretty significant costs show up that we had not anticipated or budgeted for, and you know, adjustments, for example, of the GEMT funding. And I'm using an acronym only because I actually don't know what that stands for off the top of my head. I know somebody else can say what that actually is, but I know it has to do with our transportation, and I think it's the Medicaid portion of the funding that we get for that transportation. Anyway, so we have, and we're going to be talking about that soon, I think. We do have some of these adjustments that have been coming in the door, and so my thought is maybe to take on half and pay that off now and then go another 6 months or so and just make sure that we feel really good about having discovered all of the extra costs that have been sitting around, those kind of hidden costs, I guess. So that's my thought at this point.
I had actually thought of that too, and because that number just seems so big. But, you know, when you actually look at it and what we have remaining for operating costs and we have done a good job of projecting our budgets, I after really analyzing it, I feel pretty good about paying it all off just on my side of things. And that was a sticking point for me, too. So I hear what you're saying. And Pam, go ahead.
The actual interest rate is 3.125.
Thank you for that.
The good news is,
please.
I was just going to say that we'll be now saving $10,000 a month that we would normally be putting towards the building. Mm-hmm. So in the course of a year, we'll be $120,000 ahead. So, no. I hear what you're saying, Kyle, and certainly appreciate that, a more conservative point of view. I like the idea that we'll be $10,000 ahead every month as well. So,
Gail, do you have thoughts on this?
No. No, finances are not my thing. I could go either way. I could argue either way. So I will go with whatever. I mean, it seems like a good idea to not pay interest. You know, that's the only thing that I think about is that if you're paying more, it's worth paying it off if you have it. And it seems like we have it, but that's all I have to say.
It gives us some more freedom. You know, the bond is contingent upon the levy. So if we do move towards integration and the levy goes away, then we don't have to worry about that aspect of it. And it does eliminate a large liability for us, in terms of our balance sheet. So it does actually give us a real sense of what we are actually working with. So.
Is it all right if I comment on this when you guys are done as well?
Yes, please.
How much does 3.1% of $600,000 come to? How much would we have paid in interest over the 6 years that we're scheduled to pay this?
At this point, we're mostly paying principal. The amount of interest we paid last month was about $1,000. So I haven't done the math to figure out how much interest total are we saving, and I'm not sure exactly this really, the interest isn't the reason why I propose this. I mean, we can certainly afford to continue to pay this for the next 6 years until it's paid off. The main reason I propose this is because, number one, we have the money, we can afford it. It is a liability, whether we integrate or not, whatever we do, you know, it's nice to have the building paid down. Number two, it's about a balanced budget. We're doing some mild deficit spending from our general fund cash holdings in our budget. If we pay off this building, next year going into potentially a levy renewal cycle, we'll have a more balanced budget. And we'll have a lower overall amount of cash in the bank, but a more balanced budget, which in my mind is a better indicator of financial health of an agency, is that you have a balanced budget, that you're not doing any deficit spending. Not that deficit spending is irregular as you approach the end of a budget of a levy renewal cycle. Nothing particularly wrong with that, but I think it shows better stewardship. And it opens up that budget. It opens up $120,000 a year to be able to pay for that fifth medic student, that fifth medic when they come. But when we actually start paying for that isn't until next year, and we won't be paying the full cost right away. And you could certainly opt to wait. My concern is really sort of what Everett was saying earlier, is that, you know, we got all this money in the bank. It looks like we have much more than we do. Nevertheless, I certainly take Kyle's point saying, well, you know, there's all these unknown expenses. I like to think that unknown liabilities, I like to think that we've mostly identified those, but it's hard to say. You know, random things come up. My main thing, though, is just that I would like to pay it off this year. If you want to pay off part of it now and then the rest in 6 months, I'm fine with that, but I don't want to pay it off like part 2 years in a row. The main reason being that it looks like you're spending a large deficit spending 2 years in a row, because you're going to have basically $300,000 extra on expenditures both years, and it looks like you're just burning through money 2 years in a row. If you pay it off this year, then at the end of the year you draft your budget for the following year, and you're going to look really good going into your levy renewal cycle. So to me, my main things, I want it done this year. If you want to break it into two payments this year, to be cautious, we could write that in there. I don't necessarily feel urgency, like you guys want to revise this resolution and we address it next month with the revisions, totally fine with that. But my recommendation as the interim EMS administrator is that we should pay this off this year, and we should not split it up into multiple years if we do so. If you do not want to pay it off this year, I recommend we don't do so. That's my recommendation. But I am, of course, happy to follow your direction.
Yes, ma'am.
Since you are the bond schedule right now, it shows you what the interest is and what the principal payment is. In 2021 right now, the interest a month is, January is $1,407.78, and principal is $8,286.03. But there's a schedule for you. You can have, and you can total up things and see, look at it a little bit more deeply if you wish.
I don't feel super strongly one way or the other. I do appreciate. Commissioner Loring's, you know, a little more conservative approach. I think, you know, that makes sense. I would agree that I'd like to get it paid off this year as well, but I don't have strong feelings about paying it all off now versus half now and half in 6 months. So, you know, if Commissioner Loring feels really strongly about that, you know, I could go in that direction. So
I'll say, I'm not sure I feel really strongly about it. When you discover a few hundred thousand dollars in liabilities over a few months, you start thinking, hey, you get under 700 in the bank, you know, that can start to move a little bit. And And again, I hope that we have discovered all the long-term liabilities that we're going to. But my thought is that this gives us a little more time. We're still adjusting and reforming a little bit. And so paying off, you know, half now and then feeling good about it in 6 months and saying, okay, we did pay a little bit of extra interest if we were going to do that. But we feel really secure. And Mr. Butler's had ample time to hopefully clean up that EMS administrative side is a proposal. I'm not wedded to it.
Yeah, and I mentioned what my primary reasons were for doing this, and I don't happen to think that somewhere around $15,000 or $16,000 a year, but certainly this year, is nothing. And that's what saving this year is, just this year. So I don't think that's insignificant. I mean, that's a fair amount of money, so don't just blow that off and throw it out the window. Because we'd be paying less next year, but it'd still be $10,000 or $12,000. So, you know, at the end of the whole payment of the debt, it would amount to a significant chunk of money. And I personally don't feel that, oh, well, we can just decide that we're going to throw another $14,000 or $15,000 of the taxpayers' money just because kind of thing. It's, to me, that's significant. Yeah, I think about that. That's a real sum. So not my primary reason, but a legitimate reason for paying off debt. Part of the personal reason that I don't like hanging on to debt. So, yeah.
That's fair. Thank you, Everett. So, what do you need from me on this then? I mean, do you want me to revise the resolution with two payments? If we do one payment, it's not going to be this month. You know, I'm going to have to contact the bank, talk to the treasurer's office, figure out, you know, how to do this. It's not going to happen right away. And I think I actually might even wait just a couple of months, just to generate a little more revenue. I mean, we didn't, you know, you don't get much revenue in January, and I want to look at when historically we received revenue throughout the year. I want to talk to Pam about it and get her thoughts on when we should pay it. But I would like to be able to pay it off this year, because there's an aspect of, we calculated this based on cash on hand. I mean, based on like budgeted cash, right? But we also make sure we don't get too low at any point during the year. You know, a lot of your revenues come in, say, October. You know, so there is a certain amount of strategic planning here that goes into it. So this resolution presupposes that you're trusting me to make a decision about when to do that, but that you support doing it. If you want to do it in two payments, we can certainly write that in there, and we can do that now, or we can do that next month. So whatever you need from me, you kind of have my recommendation. I'm not, I'm supportive of whatever you guys would like to do.
So, do we feel strongly about splitting this into two payments, or do we want to rewrite this resolution and revisit it next month? And in that time, Nathan can talk with the treasurer's office and the bank regarding this, and we come back to it with more information, or do people feel strongly about just moving forward?
You know, I listened to Commissioner Clary talk about, you know, the $1,000 a month interest that we're paying. And I think, well, $6,000, it wouldn't be full six. But if we pay half now and then half in 6 months, we're still, you know, we're spending some thousands of dollars in interest. You know, looking at being fiscally conservative with all the taxpayers' money, you know, I'm kind of thinking, well, if it's going to be a couple months before it does get paid off, if something did come up, we could certainly make an amendment or resolution. Mm-hmm. I think this one says, you know, Now, therefore, be it resolved that the hospital district will pay off the Frank Wilson Memorial EMS building in full in 2021 and as soon as is administratively feasible. Mm-hmm. I guess I'm okay with that.
We have about $1 million in the bank plus $343,000 in investments. So paying this off based just on cash on hand versus budgeted cash, which kind of anticipates the cycle of revenue expenditures for the whole year. But based on just cash on hand, paying about $600,000 on about $1.35 million, you know, we still have quite a bit of money in the bank. So I feel comfortable with either option.
Yeah, I would support the resolution as it's written right now because it can be done at will how it needs to be done. So I support how it is. But if anybody else needs to wait or change something.
It took me a second to unmute. Oh, just quick question for Superintendent Hutchins. Do you see any cash flow issues if we were to do this? Or would it take a pretty severe other hit for that to happen?
Looking at it on paper, no. But we get our most tax revenues in by the end of April. So I would probably want, if I was doing it, wait till April after we get all those tax revenues to make sure that COVID hasn't, you know, thrown us a loop or something, and we can have that extra, that money in there. You know that it's there. But there is, if everything goes well and it's fine, I mean, the money is there now. So.
Okay, thanks.
I just would be hesitant in paying it off in January. Well, we won't because
it's March. Yeah,
can't do it. I mean, February, but it'll be, just a couple more months till the April. But
if you approve this resolution today, April would seem ambitious to accomplish all this. So,
right.
Yeah.
Everett, did you have additional comments?
Well, I mean, what Commissioner Loring says resonates with me. I mean, I also, and you, it's like, whoa, that's a big chunk of money. And you sort of hate to let go of it when it's sitting in your bank. But on the other hand, it's not really ours in the sense that we do really owe that money. And so, I would be okay with maybe modifying the timeline if we had to, as long as we got it done this year. But I think if we just sort of drug our feet a little bit and weren't too quick to get it done, that would be pretty much the same thing. And maybe that would be sufficient to allay the fears. So, in other words, we could pass it, as Commissioner Seitz said, as is, and just not be too quick about it. And so we could always stop it. We could say, tear up that check. Don't cash it. So up until the last moment, probably change our mind about paying it off. So I would suggest we go ahead and pass it as is, and then just not break our backs trying to get it done immediately. Do it in reasonable fashion, but that will still take a couple months to get it done. And I think maybe a few more things will be clear in that much time.
The nice thing about this is if you pass this, then I know, as I contemplate sending a student to medic school, that we can do that with a balanced budget, or at least very close, which is why this came up now versus a month or two, because we're working out the issues of sending a student to medic school. I just thought I'd throw it out there.
And that's a long-term investment in the agency. It's so important. Kyle, do you have additional?
I did. Yeah, I just had one last thing, and I'd love maybe at a future meeting to have a conversation about how we did end up with cash in the bank while also having this debt at the same time, because that's part of the conversation we're not really having. How did we get here? It seems odd to me. I understand that we paid off a significant amount of the debt we did have when the building sold the previous medical center that was there. But it is a little bit odd that we're accumulating this way when we have had this debt at the same time. Somehow that wasn't planned to pay it off as part of this process. So I'd love to hear a little bit more about just how the finances got us to this place. And not today, but at a future meeting.
Thank you, everyone. If there are no further comments, I will call for a vote on resolution 21-543, a resolution of the San Juan County Public Hospital District Number 1 to pay off the Frank Wilson Memorial EMS building. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Passes unanimously. Thank you, everyone. Great discussion.
Did we have a motion in a second?
Did I make a motion? Oh, I didn't. Sorry, I didn't hear a second. I apologize. Let's start over.
I'll make a second. Okay, you want to start over? Start over.
Just a stickler.
You're making a motion.
No, I appreciate that. I'm just. So I'll make a motion to pass resolution 21-543, a resolution of San Juan County Public Hospital District Number 1 to pay off the Frank Wilson Memorial EMS building. Thank you. Do I hear a second?
I will second that.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. Thanks for keeping me on track, Kyle.